Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 10. I want to read the first 10 verses. I mentioned my prayer from verse number 27, Hebrews chapter number 9. As it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Well, last week we finished chapter number 9. But when we think of death as a believer, death is not something as a believer that we're afraid of. Okay? Paul put it this way: for me to live is Christ, and to die is what? Gain. He also said it in these words, you know, I paraphrase. He said, be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. And then he said something like this: I'd much rather, and I won't paraphrase it, but he said it in these words: I'd much rather be in heaven right now, but it's more needful for me to be here with you, to help you and to guide you and strengthen you. And that's how we ought to look at our Christian. We ought to just be looking for the coming of Christ. We ought to be looking about going home. At the same time, while we're here, for me to live is Christ. He's the center of what is all. And let me give you one more thing. Please don't tell Latrice I said this, okay? Latrice, who said amen? Latrice, for you ladies, she has a great mindset. She's spiritually minded. Ladies, you ought to stay close to her. And I'm not just saying this to help. Men, stay away from her. But ladies, she gave me some insight again today that we were sitting on the couch and she's reading and I'm reading there, or devotions and all. And she was reading something else about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, about a bridegroom and bride and how Jesus wants that personal relationship. And it struck home with me because she read in Revelation 5:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Of course, we know that refers to. But at the same time, we've been in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10. But the past few chapters, we talk about how Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us. And that is true, absolutely true. Amen and amen. But there's another aspect that we miss, that personal thing as believers. There in Revelation 3:20, he's not talking to unbelievers, he's talking to believers, and I won't get into that. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. It's a personal relationship. You know, we can know doctrine, we can know these things about, yeah, he is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God even now, but you know that he wants that personal relationship with us. I stand at the door and knock. He wants to commune with us as believers. And there's so much there I wanted to share with you this morning. That time won't allow, but it just hit home that we think of Jesus at the right hand of, but really also personally, he wants to commune. So as we read the book of Hebrews, don't get so, and I'm so guilty of this, and that's why it struck home to me. I get sometimes so doctrinally focused that sometimes I miss the real practical aspect. I see some of y'all nodding your head. I hope you ain't nodding at me or nodding at yourself. You know, but it's true. Isn't it true? We dig in the Bible and boy, how this, all the truths, but how is it real to me? He's sitting at the right hand throne of God. There's no doubt about it. Ever interceding for us, and that's so true. But personally, he wants that personal relationship with every one of us, and we can have that. That's what the book of Hebrews is all about. Beginning in verse number 1, we'll read the first 10 verses, okay? And I think if I stay on point, we can get through the 10 verses here this morning. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then they would not have ceased. That's a question. For then would they have not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it's not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he, speaking of Christ, saith, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins thou hast had no pleasure. Talking about in the Old Testament, those burnt offerings and sacrifices, thou hast had no pleasure. And then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure therein, which are offered by the law, then said he, lo, I'm come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that old covenant, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offerings of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. I wrote 2 pages of notes, and this week I was at the beach. Amen, preacher. Okay. No, I didn't walk around in my Speedos. I didn't even lay out on the beach. I just not that type. I just enjoy the. Did y'all get my pastor phone call Friday? I just enjoy the quietness and the peacefulness. Me, I was telling this group anyway over there. Me and the Teresa talking about which do we enjoy best, going to the beach or go to the mountains. That's a hard one. Reason I love going to the beach is I loved it. We only sit out at the beach for about an hour and a half with little lawn chair, little chairs, and with our feet in the water. That's all we do. The rest of the time we'd walk the beach or sit up on the balcony and just relax, get out of the sun. But I love the sound of the ocean waves. There's something about the quietness and the calm. Remember I mentioned that in my phone call. It reminds me of the presence of God. The calmness, how it just calms you and relaxes you. So does the presence of God. It brings that calmness and that sense of relaxation. Also, it's great to know the other one was the continual. Anytime you go to the beach, you got those waves. You can count on them being there. And I thought while sitting there in the quietness, and this is like the presence of God. You can come anytime to the beach, and you can count those waves are going to be there, okay? High or low, whenever they're going to be there. And some other things. And then we talk about the mountains. I love when we stay in the mountains, I want to stay by some river or by some creek. So I can hear the water running over the rocks. To me, that just makes it. And when it's cool, we leave our doors, the windows and the doors open. You know, there's no bugs up anyway. So at night, you can sleep in the coolness of that. The point of it is, it's just great to be alone with God. And this week I had some wonderful time, alone, downtime, alone. I rarely answered my phone. Some people called. I looked at it and I said, I'll get back to them. Let me give you another one. Latrice, she read something about time management and your appointments. You know how we make appointments? You know, we got doctor's appointments, so we got these appointments, so we're going to the ball games, or what are we going to go to? But very few of us make appointments with God. We're going to make an appointment. And when we do make appointments with God, do we sometimes break those appointments because somebody else calls and says, hey, won't you come over and have a pool party? Or you know what I'm saying? Just let's do it. And you had already planned to have some time with God. I'm guilty and you're guilty sometime. Well, okay. Which we hadn't made an appointment with. Are y'all following? So it's why it's so important to, I mentioned in my phone call Monday, that you either come apart or you come apart.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.